Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Dom's Daily Dose. This is the podcast that brings you into the mind of someone who battles schizoaffective disorder, what I deal with on a daily basis, the general chaos that goes on, and just ranting in between, because I do live a normal life, despite having this illness. So in today's episode, I want to talk about how writing can be beneficial, especially if you have the same diagnosis that I do, schizoaffective, or if you just have depression, anxiety, PTSD, some slight psychosis, but you're not quite diagnosed with schizoaffective, so you're like in between figuring out what your diagnosis is. This will be beneficial for you. It will be for me. I say will be because I'm someone that does not write. I just started writing because I'm doing my podcast, so it's a way to keep myself organized so I don't talk about the same subject twice, even though that might happen, and it will help me with my memory, because if you have a mental illness, you may have memory problems. I know I have a lot of memory problems. It's really hard for me to get my bearings in terms of that. I know there's always, like, the thing online where it's like, oh, you know, you just met someone and you forgot their name instantly. It's like that, but it's a little bit more intense, at least for me. Let's just give you a little background before I dive into it. An example would be yesterday, or the day before, I went to the store. I had to get stuffing. My brain knew to get stuffing. And I went to the aisle to get said stuffing. But as soon as I got to the aisle, I forgot why I was there. So I didn't like fully go into the aisle because my brain was like, hey, what are we doing in this aisle? It's time to go. It's time to leave. We're done. We got everything. That happens often. It has definitely hindered me in work. I've gotten assignments, and not even 2 minutes later or a minute later, I have no idea what I am doing. So if you can relate, I think we all can benefit from writing down things, whether it be lists or just journaling. Now, I am on a site called Facet Things, F-A-C-I-L-E, Things, Facile Things, and the 10 benefits that writing can give you. I'm gonna give you these 10 before I give you what I wrote down. Obviously, I know that there is scientific research that it can help you. Just me and myself, I've never looked into it. So I don't want to tell you something that I don't have much information on, but as I have said, with these podcasts, you're getting an inside scoop into my mind, and hopefully you can resonate, and hopefully I can help you to resonate if you are someone who doesn't understand mental illness. That's fine. We're all in this together. We're all gonna figure it out. So, number one, you will communicate more you will communicate with clarity. I was going to say more clear. Still makes sense. Number two, you will eliminate stress. Number three, you will be more productive. Number four, you will learn more. Number five, you will gain awareness of your reality. Well, that kind of stands out now, doesn't it? If we suffer psychosis, we want to definitely be aware of the real reality. Number six, you will make better decisions. Very true. Number seven, you will be happier. Number eight, you will live more focused. Number nine, you will overcome tough moments faster. Number 10, you'll have a lot of written memories. And I think the last one is very important because we who are in, I don't want to say in crisis, not in crisis, but like if we're in recovery and we want to jot down the timeline, I guess a timeline, say, we want to have these written memories so that we know our warning signs. We can read back and be like, oh, whoa, okay. I see that I need some attention. I need to slow it down and I need to do what was working for me when I wrote this or during that time. If we can remember that time specifically, we can access that in our memories. And, I mean, they're pretty self-explanatory, so I don't have to, like, go over them in great detail. Like I said, there's definitely other websites that will tell you other things, and that's totally fine. I just put, how can writing be beneficial? I'm sure it'll be slightly different with mental health if you type it in, but we'll stick with that. Okay. Now, I'm going to give you what I wrote down, and then we're just going to summarize it, because I'm going to try to compound these episodes a little bit better instead of rambling. Because, yeah, we want to just, like, get to the point, help you see my point. You get the drift. Who wants to hear someone rambling for over an hour and they're not really focused? But welcome to my life, where I'm never focused. Okay, so, I put, it helps to reduce the noise that's in my head. And I'll give a little explanation with these, so you can understand, and then we'll cap it off. The noise in my head, that can be anything to do with what's going on currently in my mind. Maybe it's a delusion. Maybe it's a hallucination. Maybe it is the negative voices that I am hearing at the moment. Or just in general, the stress that is, like, going on. That's, like, the noise in my head. And it's also funny that I put that because I silenced my phone because I was being overwhelmed by it. So the noise was getting to me, and so was the actual noise. I'll be better able to get some of the stress out. Again, same principle as what I just said. And I will warn you, people with schizoaffective disorder, they kind of keep repeating the same thing often. So if you know anyone with this disorder, or you may have the disorder yourself, you'll understand what I mean. There's a lot of repetitiveness. So, I do apologize. I will try my best to not do that. It allows me to form better ideas. Now, that can be with the podcast. It helps me to formulate ideas for the podcast so I can have a better structure. Ideas that are in my head for maybe I want to tackle creative writing, which I haven't in a while. Or just like the weird ideas that I may have. I don't have an example of this right at the moment, but there, I guess the delusion sometimes gives us, or me, I should say for me, ideas that make sense, and whether it's logical sense or not, that's to be debated. But I want to have those ideas down, just in case it can go somewhere. I can make note of any emotions or feelings that make me uncomfortable. You can see the pattern already. We're only 2 points in and I'm repeating myself. So again, the voices, delusions, hallucinations, they all make me feel a certain way. If I feel really uncomfortable, I'm going to get it out on paper. Helps me to try structuring myself so I can share important issues with my care team. That's very important because I don't want to have a whole session where I'm just not beating around the, beating around the bush or repeating something that doesn't need to be repeated. And I forget, see the forgetfulness, I don't want to forget an important detail that I want to share with my therapist, like how I'm feeling. And I also want to make sure that I note anything down for my psychiatrist when it has to do with medication. Medication is very important. I want to be aware of any moods that my medication is throwing me into, so that way I can relay it to my care team as properly as possible. Allows me to be creative, telling stories about things that might help me understand myself. Okay. So, yeah. Tell stories. That one's kind of weird, I'm sorry. That one's a little bit weird for me. So, allows me to be creative. Tell stories about things that might help me understand myself. Maybe I'm going with how the stuff in my head is creating a narrative. I'm not sure, but I wrote it down because that's what I was feeling in the moment when I was writing this episode down. Release most of the pain that I feel on a daily basis. This has to do with the mood disorder part of it. For me, it's borderline personality disorder, even though schizoaffective is either with a depressed, you know, like a depression, or bipolar. But mine fits in because borderline personality and bipolar are kind of the same, but they're different. So for that, I mean the feeling of worthlessness, not having any goals in life, feeling like I'm not getting anywhere in life. It can be SI, which is suicidal ideation. So I will refer to SI as suicidal ideation. SH, which is self-harm. So if you hear me saying SH, that's self-harm, and I'll be sure to repeat that. But as time goes on, I'm sure you guys will catch on to the terminology. So there's a lot of that that goes on a day-to-day basis that I need to release, but in a good way, not in an SH way. And it's very important for people with mental disabilities. They may be in recovery from SH, and they just want to stop. So this is a perfect way to help you with your SH. Write things down as soon as you feel that way. I was told by a therapist before, get a paper and a pen and just scribble and scrabble on it. There was one I don't agree with, and she didn't either, but I think it was in the one of our workbooks, to snap a rubber band against your skin. To me, that's kind of iffy, and to her, it was kind of iffy. She was a therapist, like I said, because that could lead to a form of self-harm. And, you know, you can get away with it in public and just be like, oh, yeah, I'm relieving stress. So don't snap a rubber band. Please just scrabble, mark up paper, rip the paper, etc. Okay. Remember important information that someone told me. This goes back to the work situation, how I'll forget things, or if I need to go to the store and get something, or if I'm at a new job and saying there's a task at hand. I probably just said that. I'm sorry. See, I can't catch myself, so I apologize. Create lists of things that I need to do or can at the store. Self-explanatory again. Talk about my day as a whole. So that's journaling. Some people journal every day and it really helps them out. That's what I need to start doing. I need to start journaling and getting all my thoughts onto paper, and I believe I'll feel much better. But the depression can have a hold of you and you just don't want to do it. Next up, storytelling. Creative writing. Talk about what's going on, etc. Creating poems. Remind myself of self-worth and why I belong here. That's a big one because I definitely don't have that at the moment. It's something that I am working with my care team. But right now I do not have any kind of self-worth. The podcasts help. They definitely do help. Process emotions. A way to allow others into the way that I see the world. Again, this has to do with if I do creative writing. It'll be a way to give you a visual into everything within my mind. That's just how I can put it. Something to help create a form of structure. This goes back into me saying that I do not write at the moment, besides the podcasts. If I had a dedicated time to journal, I will feel like my day is that much structured. And that also ties into self-care, like taking a shower and just taking care of yourself in general. Remind myself that thoughts will come and go. That's definitely a big one. Especially when I'm in a very depressive mood, which happens very frequently throughout the day. That's the bad part about borderline personality disorder and how it does differ from bipolar, because bipolar, if I remember correctly, the depressive episodes can last days, months, weeks. Borderline personality, you're swinging from emotion to emotion. It can last a whole day. It can last a couple hours. It can last minutes. So it's frustrating. It's really frustrating. Remind myself that I am still in control. That is indeed true. I am in control of this life. I am in control of how I act upon my thoughts. Create positive thoughts and affirmations. Something really, really beneficial. Something I can look at every day. And a way to start the day off positive. A way to keep the day positive. I suggest doing that. Talk about the voices and delusions is the last one. Not everyone has voices and delusions if they don't have schizoaffective or schizophrenia. They're not sure of these. Delusions are firmly held beliefs, and it doesn't matter if there's evidence to prove me wrong. I will still hold on to these beliefs, more than likely to the death. And voices, what they're saying to me. I will get into another episode about that, but some voices are good, some voices are bad. It's very in between. And that is all that I have right now for what I wrote down, and that is pretty much the overview of the beneficials of writing things down. I know I was very repetitive. I didn't notice it when I was writing things down, but as I was reading over them, they were repetitive, but they meant something as I was writing them, if that makes sense to my listeners. And yeah, like I said, the benefits outweigh the negatives. It'll help you live a better life. And it'll help you get more in touch with yourself. So if you are not writing right now, I would suggest that you try to start writing. I wouldn't go overboard, not the first time, because it could be very overwhelming. You may not know where to start, and that is totally fine. You can start with just how you feel at the moment. You can talk about your day. Or you can just write things down that you need to remember. That way you don't forget them. And it's kind of funny because you can forget to write down that you need to write down things. I think that I can remember everything that I need to, and that's just not true. It's a process. I'm trying. Writing things down is difficult. To sum it up, I will tell you why it's difficult. Because I'm noticing more and more that I'm a paranoid schizoaffective person. So, I forget the term. I think it's thought broadcasting, where I feel people can hear my thoughts. So, when I write things down, I think the people know what I wrote about. Especially the private things that I want to talk about. I feel like they know it already. And I just have this fear that a family member knows that I'm writing about important things, and that they're going to read it. I understand that I can hide my stuff, which I do, but that doesn't matter when you're paranoid schizophrenic or paranoid schizoaffective person. So it's all a process, and that's a big reason why I kind of retreat from writing down, to be honest with you. But I'm going to take my own advice and start writing more. Well, that is it for this episode. I really hope you liked it. I hope it was very informative for you. I hope I tried my best to stay on topic for you guys. If there's anything you want to know, feel free to reach out and I will try my best to answer any questions, concerns, especially if you may be previously diagnosed. I can try my best to help you. But I urge you, if you are currently diagnosed, stick with your care team. Don't abandon them. They're here for you, and they can help a lot better than some guy talking into a microphone in his dining room while his two cats are staring at him. Alright, guys. Well, that's it for me. I hope you have a great day. I hope you have a great night, depending on where you're listening or when you listen. And I will definitely catch you guys in the next episode. Stay safe. Things will get better over time. Just have faith.